The Homeland Security Department can't seem to get this one over the line. How to collect biometric IDs from foreigners leaving the United States. DHS captures it when they arrive, but that's it. The result? It's impossible to tell who is overstaying their visit. The situation has concerned Congress for years. We get the latest update from Rebecca Gambler, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this entry-exit system dates back, I think the development of it started as far back as 10 or 12 years ago.
That's correct, Tom. Law has required some type of entry-exit system since about 1996. And for about the past 10 years or so, there has been a requirement for there to be a biometric entry and exit system in place.
The biometric piece, I guess, came in the aftermath of 9/11, or a couple of years after that, correct?
The requirement for the entry-exit system to include the collection of biometric information was added around 2004.
And one of their early travails was switching from thumbprints or a single print to a whole full 10-print system, right?
There was some initial development of the biometric collection process, and currently it is 10 fingerprints that are collected.
So in looking at this, it sounds like what you found is that we are like a gigantic roach motel. People come in, but we can't tell whether they ever check out or not. What did you find specifically?
What our findings were, Tom, was that DHS does have a system in place to collect biographic information from foreign nationals who are entering at airports and seaports, and they're also able to collect that biographic information when foreign nationals exit from those same types of ports. In the land environment, it's a little different. Their biographic information and biometrics are captured when foreign nationals enter the United States, but there is not a corresponding system to capture biometric information or biographic information in large measure when foreign nationals leave at land ports of entry.
And why is that?
In the airport environment, the reason that biometrics are not captured when foreign nationals depart from the airport is that DHS and CBP have not yet really figured out how to collect fingerprints or some other type of biometric as part of the passenger flow process in airports. And they haven't really figured out how to efficiently collect biometrics at the point of departure in airports. At land ports of entry, it's a little different. There, at those types of ports of entry, there are issues having to do with kind of the infrastructure and layout and space to be able to collect biometrics when foreign nationals depart the country.
That is to say, they need a kiosk of some type for every person to put his or her hands on. Is that the issue?
In the land environment, that was DHS's initial thinking back in the mid-2000s, is that it would be very difficult to set up some type of kiosk or booth to collect biometrics. In other words, mirroring the capturing of information from foreign nationals as they leave the country in terms of what they do on entry.
So the biometric is captured when they come in, and that is captured at the departure point of their own countries?
For both the land, air, and sea environment, CBP officers, when they interview or inspect foreign nationals who are applying for admission to the United States, so when they're applying to enter the country, that's when CBP officers collect their biometrics, collect foreign nationals' fingerprints.
But isn't that only a few feet from where they exit, where they go to leave?
That depends on the port, Tom. And so at land ports of entry, particularly when we're talking about passenger vehicles, there are travel lanes coming into the U.S. from Canada or Mexico, and there are travel lanes going in the other direction for those leaving the country. And so while those booths with CBP officers exist on the travel lanes, when for roads coming into the United States, those booths don't exist on the travel lanes where the individuals are exiting the country.
And what does GAO determine is the national security or the public policy implication of not being able to capture the same data from the same person when they leave the country by land?
The main goal, or one of the main goals of a biometric entry-exit system, is to be able to use the data to determine whether foreign nationals have overstayed their authorized periods of admission to the country. Those individuals are referred to as overstays, and our work has found that overstays can present a security vulnerability or be a homeland security risk.
So this could be people on work visas, or it could also be vacationers?
It could be. These are mainly non-immigrant visa holders, and the majority of non-immigrants to the United States are individuals who are coming for tourism or business. Can also include foreign students or any other type of non-immigrant visa holder.
We're speaking with Rebecca Gambler, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. What is the holdup for DHS all these years? Is it technology? Is it funding? Is it they don't have a good systems architecture set up to capture the other half of this? What's holding them all up?
Tom, focusing specifically on airports, which is where DHS has focused its current planning efforts, the challenges that DHS has identified is figuring out how to integrate the collection of biometrics into the flow of passengers through the airport to their departing flight. They've also identified challenges with figuring out how to capture those biometrics at the point of departure at airports. So those are two of the primary challenges that DHS has identified.
If they could capture them in some manner as people go to the airline gate or this kind of thing, would they be able then to not necessarily have to match that with the incoming one at that moment, but could then do that later in some kind of a batch? As long as they knew the person left, they would still know the time and date of that departure.
That's right, Tom. The way the matching works in terms of checking entry and exit records, when DHS has a record for which they have an entry and the person should have departed, they match that record to see if they can find a corresponding exit record or a record that the individual otherwise legally changed their status. And in cases when they're not able to find a corresponding departure record or record that the individual changed status, that could indicate that the person is a potential overstay, and that would start DHS's process for determining whether or not that individual would meet enforcement priorities and whether or not they could be a potential overstay.
So they couldn't wait 6 months to do the matching, but they wouldn't have to do it at that particular second, in other words, but with some alacrity.
They would do the matching to determine whether or not the individual is a potential overstay, and they're doing that matching on a consistent basis, on a regular basis.
And is there any indication that the technology for capturing biometric information has advanced sufficiently to where maybe there are systems available that DHS could afford that integrated into the flow of airports as it stands today?
And that's what DHS is testing right now. DHS has some current pilots underway to test different technologies that could potentially be used to capture biometric information, mainly in airports. They also have a current pilot testing the ability to capture biometric information from certain foreign nationals who are exiting the U.S. at a southwest border land port of entry. Now, DHS has implemented pilot programs like this in the past to test different technologies or methods for collecting biometric exit data, and we've identified some challenges with those prior pilot programs, including the fact that DHS didn't always test all of the requirements they had for those pilot programs.
And what about ships? Does anybody come and go by ship anymore?
CBP officers within DHS do collect information, biographic and biometric information, from individuals at seaports who are entering the country via ship or a cruise line or something like that.
Because it could get complicated if they fly to the United States. Suppose someone flies from a foreign country to Miami, then they get on a cruise ship, then they go to several other countries. They could re-enter the United States or U.S. territory, so they've left Miami, but they haven't really left for good.
It is possible that an individual could enter the country through one mode, so via air or land, and then depart the country via a different mode. And that's, Tom, why it's really important for DHS to work toward having a biometric entry-exit system in place so that you can have that confirmation to be able to match arrival and departure records and ensure and confirm the identity of that person, regardless of the mode by which they entered the country.
This is not the first time GAO has looked at this issue. And of course, GAO can't give DHS deadlines, but do they give you any indication of when they might be able to solve this?
GAO has issued a number of reports on the DHS efforts to implement a biometric entry-exit system, as well as on DHS's overstay enforcement efforts. DHS is currently pilot testing some new technologies or different methods for collecting biometric exit data. And we have a request from Congress to continue to look at these issues and look at DHS's efforts to develop and implement a biometric exit system. And we'll be starting that follow-up work shortly.
Rebecca Gambler is Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Find a link to the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.